push from the White House. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. President Biden calling on the Senate to act on a bill that would prevent a rail strike.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is urging the Senate to pass a measure that would block rail unions from striking next week.
The president believes that a bill averting a rail strike needs to reach his desk by this weekend.
A separate bill approved by the House would also add 7 paid sick days for rail employees, a crucial part of the labor dispute.
It's really a health issue. It is a physical health issue.
Sean Geary is vice president of the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees, one of 4 unions who did not ratify an administration brokered agreement earlier this year. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Third parties stepping in to manage the water supply in Jackson, Mississippi, after the city was under a boil water order for more than a month over the summer after severe floods.
As we work to fulfill our responsibility to keep the American people safe, to protect civil rights, we will continue to prioritize cases like this one that will have the greatest impact on communities most burdened by environmental harm.
Attorney General Merrick Garland, the Environmental Protection Agency, is examining whether Mississippi officials discriminated against Jackson, a predominantly black city, by refusing to fund water system improvements. The National Weather Service says record high temperatures in Texas and Louisiana fueled the storm that fired up multiple tornadoes last night in the Deep South, destroying numerous homes, a fire station, and killing at least 2 people in Alabama when a tree crashed into their mobile home. Wall Street stocks rallied after Fed Chair Jerome Powell signaled a slowdown in rate hikes. The Dow added 737, the Nasdaq plus 484, the S&P gained 122. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
One of the most popular voices of 1970s rock and roll has been silenced.
Christine McVie, the co-lead vocalist and keyboardist of Fleetwood Mac, has died at the age of 79 after a short illness. Her family revealed the news in a statement which read, "She was a revered musician who was loved universally." The singer, whose name was Christine Perfect, was already a charted artist in England when she married bassist John McVie and joined Fleetwood Mac.
Fox's Michelle Polino. During the band's peak commercial years, Fleetwood Mac sold tens of millions of albums. Her breakup with John McVie, along with the split of Nicks and Buckingham, was famously documented in the 1977 release Rumors, among the best-selling albums of all time. New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries has been elected House Democratic leader. He'll become the first black American to lead a major political party in Congress. Investors getting a sign of economic resilience in the latest update of the GDP.
The country's gross domestic product grew more than first estimated. According to updated figures, the third quarter GDP of the U.S. grew at an annual rate of 2.9%, up from the 2.6% rate in the preliminary reading issued last month. This seems to indicate the U.S. is on track to expand again as the year draws to a close, but estimates vary from as much as 4% to less than 1%. The figures are adjusted for inflation. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A federal appeals court has reinstated a lawsuit brought by a former University of Connecticut women's soccer player who lost her scholarship after she made an obscene gesture to a television camera as the team celebrated winning a conference championship. The ruling overturns part of a 2020 decision by a lower court judge against Noriana Rodwin, who tossed her suit after deciding she hadn't proven her treatment was discriminatory. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.